You've heard the saying, there's nothing new under the sun. Well, that's certainly the case here in the Central Valley. Today on KVPR's Central Valley Roots, we look back at Fresno's earliest days and the issue of crime and violence. Early Fresno resident George Bernard wrote that when trains would arrive at Sycamore, known today as Herndon, the conductors would give passengers a warning. Fresno is the next town. You had better get your guns ready. Violence was a fact of life in early Fresno. The Fresno Weekly Expositor newspaper said in the 1870s, it was common to see men going to religious and social gatherings with guns in their holsters. Bernard wrote it wasn't uncommon in the town to have a shooting before breakfast and another before dinner. Famed train robbers Sontag and Evans and the Dalton Gang were regulars in Fresno. Evans famously escaped the Fresno County Jail, while the Daltons hid out in the foothills east of Fresno. Likewise, racist mobs like the Ku Klux Klan were also active in Fresno from the town's earliest days. In 1874, seven men dressed in Klan outfits beat a man, running him out of town. Even murders were common. In 1890, the Fresno Expositor celebrated the fact that only 11 people had been murdered in the county that year. This while the county's population was just over 30,000 people. For KVPR Central Valley Roots, I'm Joe Moore.